think the plan is really more of a mindset. And the mindset is to ensure that our voters actually trust what's happening in the elections process, because we all remember what happened in 2000. And since 2000, Florida has really been in a fishbowl, and folks are looking at us and saying, how is that election run? We're the largest swing state in the country and the largest democracy in the entire world. So, you know, everything really revolves around Florida. And, you know, like Tim Russert once wrote on a chalkboard, Florida, Florida, Florida. That's where it all comes down to. Within Florida, it all comes down to Central Florida.
The I-4 corridor,
I suppose. I-4 corridor, right. Those seven counties on the I-4 corridor. Because, you know, one presidential campaign, in a large respect, knows that they're not going to win the state of California. Another one knows they're not going to win Texas. They focus on those big 10 swing states, Florida being the largest. And then within Florida, one knows they're not going to win Miami. One knows they're not going to win the Panhandle. They focus on these seven counties. So we're really in a fishbowl. And when you're in that kind of a fishbowl, you have to do everything perfectly. You can't do things that don't inspire trust in the process. And so because of that, what we've really done is try to ensure that we can inspire trust in every single thing we do. Because, you know, really, no matter how efficient an election is, no matter how little it costs, no matter, you know, how great the experience is for the voter, if they don't trust the outcome, then it doesn't matter what you do. And so one of our goals, our bottom line, is to make sure they trust what's happening.
So if you look back at the 2012 election, Seminole County had the highest voter turnout of any of Florida's larger counties, 69.8%. What do you credit to that high turnout?
I think it's a variety of things. And, you know, you have to look at the overall landscape of what was going on in the elections world at that time and in that individual ballot itself. You know, we had in other counties throughout the country, we had extremely long lines. One of the reasons we had very long lines in Florida was because our ballot was the longest ballot we'd ever had. And so some of the folks would get in line and they would say, this ballot's really long. And so they would leave. Or they would pull close to a polling location and they would say, wow, there's too many people in line. So they would not pull in, because it is there's a trickle-down administrative function of this job, in the sense that if you can get the voters to vote in the voting booth more quickly, then the line to get into the voting booth is shorter. Then the line to get your ballot is shorter. And then the line to get in line to get your ballot is shorter. And then the number of people that are there is fewer, which means most likely there's more parking spaces available. That's going to increase your turnout. So if you can do everything quickly, or even just the last thing quickly, everything else, which takes a standard amount of time, will seem more quick because it's going the final thing is going so much more quickly. So we were able to increase that last bit, which is the length of time it took you to fill out your ballot, by doing several things, one of which is to send a sample ballot to all of our voters.
Sorry, you mean decrease the length of time, not increase.
I'm sorry, yes, decrease the length of time it takes to go through the line. So one of the things we did was we sent that sample ballot out to every single one of our voters. And within the sample ballot, you know, we said, please look at this, write it down, bring it with you to the polling location as you're here. And then voting is an open book test. Just go ahead and just, you know, transfer it from your sample ballot into the real ballot. It goes so much more quickly that way. Mm-hmm. We did a couple other things. One of them was we advised our voters for the first time ever, actually, that you don't have to vote on everything on your ballot. Every contest does not have to be completed. That's been the case for years, but we told them that this year. If you just want to come in and vote for the presidential candidate of choice, you can do that. And you can, you know, leave everything else blank. You're still going to get 100 on this test. Mm-hmm. You're still going to get credit for voting, and that vote for president still will count.